Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Hope you're having a good start to your Wednesday out there. Your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Got the band back together.
Oh,
it's a good thing. It's
on a
Wednesday.
Hump day.
Yeah. We're going to have some fun today. We'll treat it like a Friday. That's what we'll do.
I mean, yeah. I was debating this morning, is this going to be a third Monday or is this going to be 2 days till Friday?
It's going to be 2 days till Friday. I can tell
it
you.
Has
right
to
now.
Be,
it
right?
Has to be. It has to be. We're going to make it that. We're going to have some fun today. We've got the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club right around the corner. Looking forward to diving into that. Afterwards, Terry and I will get into a couple of fun ones. I've got an interesting one here, Terry, about the percentage of Americans that are now doing more good deeds. We've got that coming up for you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. how many of us are going to get into some holiday fights? We'll go from that to holiday fights.
Perfect.
Got that one lined up. The percentage of Americans that think they're too old to learn, I want to touch on that one as well. Before we wrap up the hour, we will get into things with our friends over at Quality Plus Printing and our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that. 9 o'clock hour, going to have some entertainment news in there. Want to touch on Dolly Parton's got something new that she is selling and doing. We may have new artists, new music from a longtime love legend in the country music game. I want to talk about that too. And some of the rules on that Married at First Sight show. If I've got this right, neither of us are reality people.
No.
So I thought we could have some fun with that one, just tearing that to shreds, to be
honest. I have to tell you, you took me right back. I was on a girls, a high school friends trip weekend, and they were talking about all the reality shows that they watch, and that may be one of them. Mm. So I'm curious, because I'm like, wait a minute, what? Like, you've never even seen the person?
It's weird, because I love diving into and learning the behind the scenes stuff on movies and TV shows that I really enjoy. I don't look into them that much on things I don't care about. I'm very curious to see what this is. I'm very interested. We got a big time event going on tonight. We're going to talk about with Lights of Love. We'll hit on that a little bit. And I want to also talk about a couple of other fun things. Like, there's an interesting thing going on online about if you should have to retake your driver test at 50. I thought that's an interesting...
No.
Yeah, I got an answer. As somebody who's like a couple years away from that...
I mean, I'm already grandfathered, so I'm fine, right. But you would have to take yours. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, I don't know about 50, but...
Well, we'll talk about
it. Might be a number.
We'll talk about that. But for right now, I did want to kick things off with a couple of fun things. And one of them is the United Way. Now, yesterday, Terry and I were in May Day magazine talking about the United Way, not only campaign season, but sharing some of the Alice report again and getting into some of the weeds in that and interesting numbers from that. I appreciate the conversation. As always, Terry, I wanted to just take a second to touch on 211 a little bit and remind everybody about this other great resource. Most of the content that I come up with, where to talk about here, usually comes from conversations with listeners. And it was maybe not even a year ago that I was talking to some people that moved into new into town, and they've been actually coming to some of the shows and checking out things here in the cultural center and stuff, really enjoying the area. But they were unsure of certain things, and I just told them 211. Like, okay, but they didn't even finish the question. I was like, 211, just go right ahead and call 211. That'll save you some time.
Yeah.
Because honestly, it's something my parents used when they first moved here. I know my grandparents enjoyed it as well. It's a service that's been around for a very long time, and it's only getting stronger. 211 has grown in years that we've been talking about it.
For sure. We've definitely strengthened that program, especially throughout the state of Wisconsin, because, it used to be called First Call for Information. Information way back in the day, but then we unified as a state and said, how much more could we leverage if we were a statewide 211? So we have United Way of Wisconsin actually leverages 211 as a program. We happen to be one of the local contact centers. There are 8 of them in the state, and we are 24/7. And the biggest question that I get right off the bat is, well, what's the number? It's legit 211.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be cheeky about that,
but
you call 911 for an emergency, you call 511 for road conditions. We've got that season coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You can dial 211 to be connected with community resources and referral. So it could be that you have a need, maybe even something like gosh, I'm redoing my living room, but I have really good furniture that I'd like to donate to someone. You know what I mean? Not that I'm not going to sell.
Yeah.
And so you could call 211 to find out what partners or organizations might be willing to take that on for one of their clients. You can also call 211. Maybe you're caring for an aging parent. And you're not just really sure what resources are available in your community. And remember, we are statewide 24/7. And there are about, I don't know for certain, but I think there's 33 states that are statewide with 211. Mm-hmm. So we continue to push for nationwide coverage, of course.
Yeah.
But it is really important. But the other thing that is newish in 211, the last probably 2 years, is we have gotten into, you know, it is a confidential call unless you're willing to tell us otherwise, because we've gotten into some warm line work. So we are willing, as a 211 contact center, to call you back. Mm-hmm. You know, to say, hey, James, is it good if I call you back in, you know, a couple days and see if these resources worked for you? And you'd be surprised how many people say yes. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they're maybe at a point where they just don't know what to do and they need some support. If they say no, that's totally fine. But the offer is there. And the other thing that we do is a warm line transfer to the to 988, which is the suicide hotline. So if someone calls in and the trained resource specialist identifies certain things in that conversation, they will offer a warm line transfer. And what that means is they don't just hit transfer, put in the number, hit transfer mm-hmm. again, and they're gone. They set the stage and do the intro so that that person doesn't have to necessarily repeat everything. I mean, they're on the line, they can hear it, but it's just a, you know, it's a segue. It's a good way to make you, you know, acquaint you with who is now going to best serve you.
Yeah.
Because obviously, those at crisis or at the suicide prevention hotline have a higher and different level of training than what maybe a resource specialist with 211 would have. So we've been doing a lot more warm, what we call warm line.
I like that.
Transfer, and it makes a big difference.
That's an extra, that's going above and beyond. That's taking the extra step. That's one. I think something that we ask for out of a lot of services nowadays, when we're calling, we get a robotic number, or to be blunt, we get a voice that we're not familiar with, or we don't understand or can't understand that well and everything. We're looking for that personal touch. That is that be into the moon. Like, yeah, that is really cool.
And 24/7, you will get a human that is physically in the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. It's an automated section at the beginning. So when you dial 211, it might say, you know, if you're calling for, because some areas of the state might have something big going on, or, you know, so let's say we were experiencing flooding. Mm-hmm. There might be a preempt that say, if you're calling to report flooding, press 1, otherwise press 2. That's so cool. There's a little bit of prompting, but you will always speak to, yes. And so if we can triage, you know, folks to the right place. And then we also have an overlay for mental health. Mm. So, and what I mean by that is there is a,
what's that number
again? There is it, right? There's a priority. If you say that that's why you're calling, if you hit that prompt, it goes into a different queue of calls, so to speak. So you might be calling from Wisconsin Rapids, but two of our people are already on the phone. You're going to get the next available person, maybe even if they're in Green Bay, but you're going to get the next person that's available there's not a long wait. And calls really aren't that long. I mean, but 10 minutes can really feel long when you're in some sort of crisis.
Yeah. 211 is one of those reasons why we encourage you to give to the United Way during campaign season, really any time of the year. But certainly this time of year, it's go time. It's time to all hands on deck, and where we really get to show the United Way that we have their back like they have ours in our communities. You heard Terry and I talk about this yesterday and many other times, the different ways that you can impact your community. And there's not many things that you can say, I'm going to put, you know, a dollar a day, I'm going to put $5 a paycheck or whatever it is into the United Way, and know that every penny of that, for one, goes right where you're asking it to, whether it's in Adams or South or Wood County here, and know that every penny of that has such a big impact. Everything goes in. One of our earliest conversations was transparency and how important that was for so many different, to be honest, big name organizations that hadn't been doing that, where the United Way was very upfront and has been always about that. It's one of the reasons my mom, since I was a little kid, has supported the United Way because of things like that. It's one of those other reasons, and among many, why we encourage you to be a part of campaign season and sweepstakes.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
There's always that. There's people love sweepstakes.
So, you know, 211 program, I just want to jump back for one second. Our 211 program is fully funded by are United Way and Marshfield are United Way. So I think that's important too, is that there are partnerships that, you know, come to be. And just to give a perspective of cost to offer that program for us locally and for the area, service area that we serve, it costs about $80,000 a year, $85,000, you know, to offer that program. But we're a pretty small contact center. You know, of course, the big ones cost more. And if you would like to support 211 or any of the other programs that we help to fund, you can make a donation to our United Way. And if you do that by 4 o'clock this Friday, November 22nd, you will qualify for our sweepstakes. Sweepstakes is sponsored by five local businesses: Aspirus Health, Gunderson, Moundview Memorial Hospital and Clinics, Prevail Bank, Next Home Partners, and Williams Heating and Plumbing. They each of those five businesses give us $1,000 to use for our drawings. So super fun, completely sponsored, no cost to United Way. I mean, except for the helium balloons, but I usually just pay for those myself.
Sure.
But it is super fun when we... You know, when we do that drawing, and then we go into whatever local businesses or meet someone out on their front doorstep, you know, that probably like that second week of December is usually when it shakes out to be, whenever we can get it coordinated, but it's definitely before Christmas. So there's five individuals or households that get to be lucky winners of $1,000. So just a fun ad, but 4 o'clock Friday is the deadline. So you would need to give by stopping in at our office, 351 Oak Street, Wisconsin Rapids. Give at your workplace. You can give online. And you can do that in a variety of ways. Credit card, PayPal. I think we even have Venmo. I mean, I honestly, we'll make it work however you need it to work. But 4 o'clock Friday is the deadline to qualify for sweepstakes.
Have you ever wanted one of those big old checks?
Well, I have some.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose it's a little different for you. I remember being a little kid seeing Ed McMahon and people doing
they're crazy.
Stuff. It's awesome. But I always wonder what you do with that.
So, I have to tell you.
You got to put it somewhere.
We, though, the first couple years, and we've been doing this now for like a long time.
Yeah.
But the first year, we used, maybe 2 years, a wipe-off check, a dry erase check. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'd come in and I'd be like, woo, James. And then... You know, give the do the photos with the big check, give them the little check, and people are like, well, I want to keep the big check.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, that thing cost me $40. Like, I don't, it's the only one I have. You know, like, I'm going into cardiac arrest over the big check. So we have some really great partners in the Adams County part of our service area, Smurf at West Rock, and they do corrugated cardboard products.
Oh, cool.
So when you are in Walmart and you see like a display in the aisle, you know, like of razors, let's say, it's like they make those.
Oh, cool.
And so I went to them and I'm like, so in the event I wanted, because we do five prizes, I'm like, five big checks, like as big as you'll make them. They're not quite as big as our, but they're big.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, would you make those and how much would they be? And they're like, we will make them and they will be free.
Oh,
so it's super cool.
That's cool.
But it's fun, and it is funny because sometimes, you know, whatever. I'm sure they set it out somewhere or take it home or show it off or not. And then, you know, maybe, I don't know, it just gets recycled. But it's fun in the moment. People like to keep it, especially when we go into a workplace.
Yeah.
You know, last year we had a winner over at Associated Bank, and it was just, they're like, we're going to put that check right up on the, you know. So there's a level of excitement that way as well. But they are cool and it's fun. And I'm always like, if you guys want to print an extra one, then I have one to play with, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, see, that's what you should get for winning Monopoly. You should get your name on there. That's
you should. A gajillion dollars.
Yes, yes. And you should be able to cash it.
Because a million isn't enough anymore. Let's be real.
Let's be real. It doesn't go where it used to be. There's a stretch as far as it used to. Find out more at uwswac.org, uwswac.org. Be able to put into your community. Like nobody else, like the United Way. Help out and be a part of things today. UWSWAC.org. We'll take a quick time out. We'll get to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right here on the morning show at WFHR. You heard the Fab Four. It's time to do some celebrating with our El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
A right to Ferris Bueller.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I totally do.
Right into it. Right. Right goes. My mind goes right there too.
Yeah.
We hope you guys are ready for this, because not only are we going to celebrate our birthday and anniversary club today, but Terry got some information from a great listener of ours, and a big shout out to our Cub reporters out there doing some great work, that our friends over at WAOW Channel 9, and I literally have some friends over there, so say a shout out to them and good morning to them and everything, they are no longer doing birthdays.
Oh,
their birthdays—they're no longer running over there or anything.
Do you think it just people weren't submitting?
I think it's a little of that, and I think it's a little bit of a time crunch. You know, you're constantly, especially in TV. Now, radio, we definitely have to think about this, but it is not as dire, especially when you have a company like Civic Media that is not all about money. We got to keep the lights on, but we're in the black. We're good. You know, it's not.
Sure.
Our owner's already rich. If I could just put it bluntly, our owner already has money. We're good. We're all right. So we're pretty fortunate in that regard. Everything TV is not always, and TV has to look at every single second of how can we make money from advertisers. News should be about journalism, and I'm not saying it isn't, but and local journalism should be even more about local. But I understand too that you want to keep the lights on and stuff. So I think that it's more of a time crunch. They only have so much time, and can we make an argument to our advertisers that we should be still focusing on this?
Sure.
A lot of people are finding out about their birthdays on Facebook and things nowadays.
Right. Yeah, much more.
Yeah, yeah. But and honestly, if this segment ever isn't, you know, the listeners don't like it, they'll let us know. But right now, they seem to love this segment still. We're one of the only people in the state still doing this.
Especially exciting. In
the area doing this.
I'm just impressed that the last two times that I've been here, I'm like, oh, I have a name to add.
Yeah, that's always great. That always helps. And we encourage you to add more names and everything, everybody. I will tell you how to do that in a second, but we do want to shout out our friends at El Cafe that sponsor this segment. We greatly appreciate them. They have a great stuff going on today over at the shop. Wisconsin nachos or their chicken chili. They got a bunch of great specials going on. Wisconsin nachos. I want to try that.
Dang,
I love
that
nachos.
That sounds good. I really like nachos too.
Yeah, right.
A lot.
I think I could pretty much just eat nachos.
Except I will say dinner. I've been in some restaurants lately where they pile them super high, like really high, and I'm like, oh, spread them out and get more stuff on all the chips.
Yes, because those bottom chips, the bottom chips are just devastating.
It can be the same amount, just present it differently, right?
Yes, absolutely. Join our friends at El Cafe today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning from all of us, and celebrate with us, everybody. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages, or call up 715-424-2600. Just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. We appreciate you downloading the app, everybody. Go ahead and give us a call. Join us. We love live birthdays and anniversaries. Terry, I need a 1 through 3.
Let's go 2.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into it. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Luke Hafferman.
Happy birthday, Luke.
Enjoy your day, sir. Enjoy your day, Luke. Hope it's a good one for you. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Yes. You're welcome.
We also want to wish a very...
I believe it's 21.
Is it 21?
I didn't think about that till right now.
Whoa, wait a second. It's 21.
You better get some bells.
Yeah. We got it.
I had to do that map a little bit. I'm like, wait a minute.
Takes you off guard sometimes.
Yeah. I just always think he's older.
Right.
I don't...
Yeah.
As my kids get older, that's their older cousin, right?
Absolutely.
So, happy birthday, Luke.
Enjoy your day, Luke. It's a great name, by the way. Luke's a great name.
If you need a ride, call your uncle.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Good man. That's a good name.
Listen
handy.
To me.
That's handy.
I should say call me. That wasn't very nice. All right, call me.
And wishing a happy birthday to Kathy Banks.
Happy birthday, Kathy.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you, Kathy. And our qualifier today, Sue Gamroth.
Happy birthday, Sue.
Enjoy the day, Sue. We wish you a good one. We encourage you to brag to all your friends and family about you qualifying. And keep on listening, because we're getting closer and closer to the beginning of next month. We will draw our winner for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. That'll be coming up. Everybody be listening for that.
Yeah, and those gift certificates are fabulous. It's very generous.
Yeah.
Very cool.
We take a look at our celebrity birthday list and a couple of birthdays we got to celebrate on the Sunrise Show. Be sure to join us 7 to 8 Monday through Friday on 105.5 for that. Played some Josh Turner today, 47 for Why Don't We Just Dance.
I love his voice, though.
It's got
how deep. I mean, I think probably a lot of musicians can go that deep, but he just regularly does it. You know, I don't know. There's just something about it.
If it wasn't for your guy, Randy Travis, he would have one of those, like, I mean, even more distinct. Yeah. But I think because Randy's is so distinct, it's kind of like, well, Josh is like a B version of that. Elvis. And I don't mean that as an insult.
No, that's Randy fair Travis. Enough.
He was just in town, Josh Turner. He was just around recently. Yeah, I love that song, Why Don't We Know Chance? That's a good one. Dierks Bentley, 49 today, for What Was I Thinking? Drunk on a Plane. I played a little of him for a request for today, too.
He's one of my faves.
Joe McHale is 53, one of my faves. Jeff Winger on Community, he hosted The Soup on E! Network for a long time. One of those guys I think if you saw, you would know. Animal Control is a TV show he's on right now on Fox. He's great. He's a really, really funny stand-up comedian. He was actually one of the producers on the TV show I worked on. And he was there day one. That was pretty much the only time we saw him, because producers don't come by very much. But he wanted to wish us all well. And he told us about how when they did the pilot for Community and some other things, how, well, you know, they told us this wouldn't work or this wouldn't work. And then they end up having like five seasons. And you just never know. And while there's a lot of people that get into acting for fame or money or what have you, 90% of actors get into it to make a living at something they love to do, to have a consistent paycheck. Most of our jobs are pretty, well, you go in at the United Way or, you know, that's your job. You're not going anywhere. These jobs are very temporary, and you don't know when your next one's coming. And he really took the time to talk to us about that, and just very light and funny. It couldn't have been nicer. He didn't have to do that or anything. He showed up, made sure the lights were on, and left. That's all he has to do as a producer. He took the time to talk to us and everything. Really good guy.
Cool.
Like, really, and hilarious. Very good at dark comedy. Very good. Mike D is 59 of the Beastie Boys. Brass Monkey, Sabotage, You Gotta Fight for Your Right. Beastie Boys are in the Hall of Fame of rock and roll for a reason.
I mean, they're kind of, well, and they're our generation.
Yes,
so, like, you just... I don't think you could have grown up in the 80s and not had some fondness for them.
100%. 100%. Speaking of the 80s, Sean Young is 65. The android in Blade Runner. She was in, of course, and the cop and the police officer in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. A couple of other things, too. She's just done some work. Oh,
that's a good reason to watch that.
Boy,
huh?
And again, speaking of the
80s. It's been a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. A long time. Bo Derek is 68.
Oh, yeah.
Is that old or young? Because that seems young, actually.
I think
to
it
me.
Seems it's, young, but yeah. I don't know how old she was when, you know,
yeah,
what,
I don't remember.
And was
10
that,
and
was that
Bolero.
Like Sports Illustrated when, or was it something else?
No, she was famous for the scene in 10 where she's running on the beach.
Yeah, running
everything.
On the beach thing. But I was,
she got the braids in.
But
and
I was
stuff,
thinking then that just, you know, spiraled into more.
Yeah,
but
probably.
But probably one of. Well, that I remember, maybe it's just my age, but like one of the earliest kind of sex symbols that was put out in front of, you know what I mean? Like really out in front of people.
Mm-hmm. Joe Walsh is 77. The Eagles and the James Gang and so many hits, Lion Eyes, Witchy Woman, Tequila Sunrise, One of These Nights, Hotel California. And of course, In the City from the 1979 classic, The Warriors. Joe Walsh, great guitar player, great lead singer. President Joe Biden is 82 today. Okay, birthday to him. And he shares a birthday with Mr. Norman Greenbaum, who's 82 as well. Spirit in the Sky, big classic right there. And Dick Smothers is 86. The Smothers Brothers straight man between the Smothers Brothers. But in the history of comedy, you'll have to talk about the Smothers Brothers. They've got to be mentioned. And Dick was amazing. I always liked the guy that did the straight stuff was always my guy, because that's what I normally do in comedy.
Yeah.
So I always really paid attention to what they would do and tried to learn from them. And Dick Smothers is probably one of the first ones that I learned from, along with, like, you know, Abbott and Costello and guys like that. It's not easy to be the straight man. It's not easy to be the guy that just sets up the punchlines and everything.
Right.
But if you do it right, you can really enjoy it and really have the best seat in the house. You've got you know the jokes that's coming. You know what's happening. So you just get to sit back and eat your popcorn and just set up your co-star. And Dick Smothers is one of the best at it.
Cool.
Really, really timeless. Let's see here. Bob Einstein, born on this day, otherwise known as Super Dave Osborne. A lot of people knew him from Arrested Development and Curb Your Enthusiasm. Mr. Deadpan, Mr. Very Monotone Bob. really funny guy. Richard Dawson, born on this day in 1932, passed away in 2012. Family Feud host in the Match Game, was on Hogan's Heroes, and Running Man from back in the day with Arnold Schwarzenegger, that movie.
Oh, he was in that.
Yeah, he was the TV host.
Yeah, I guess I don't.
Robert F. Kennedy, born on this day in 1925, passed away in 1968. Certainly passed away way too young, but you think about the things that he would have accomplished and could have done. And Dwayne Allman, born on this day in 1946, passed away in 1971. Of course, the Allman Brothers. You don't have the Allman Brothers without Dwayne. Ramblin' Man, Midnight Rider, Crazy Love, in a crazy life for Dwayne Allman. Like, not nearly long enough. Not nearly long enough. But the life he lived, the time he was around, man, he had some living. He got it all in. we hope you guys have a great one. We're wishing happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there celebrating. Can't think of a better way to celebrate than with our friends at El Cafe. Head on over there today at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. When Terry and I get back, we got some fun for you, and we'll talk with our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. We'll have our Wicked Awesome Order Wednesday coming up right here on the morning show at WFHR. We're talking 80s. I had to.
Still missing some of mine up there, but
oh yeah, we got to get some up there. I think we're going 80s with the bumpers today.
We should get
a couple of them.
Pretty soon we better get on the Christmas, though.
Oh, yeah. It's right around the corner. But we try to wait until at least Thanksgiving, like after Thanksgiving.
Hurts my heart a little bit.
Thanksgiving needs a better PR person.
I mean, Thanksgiving should just move, actually. it's too close to Christmas.
it's Thanksgiving's fault.
I mean, it should just move.
that's what they get for, starting this whole thing.
If it was just the week after.
In the colder months.
If it was just the week after Halloween.
Yeah.
And then we could have a little more Christmas. Season.
That's all you're asking. Just I think Thanksgiving. If there's a new movie out, Red One, it's all about the kidnapping Santa Claus. It's like, you know, you got The Rock and Chris Evans and all these people in it. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but I gotta imagine that it's a turkey that kidnaps Santa.
It's gotta be.
I don't mean to spoil the book. I haven't seen it. I actually don't know anything about it, but I do believe that if I was a detective, I'm on Law and Order, and Santa has been kidnapped. That's the first place I'm going, is checking out Tom Turkey. You gotta have an edge with Thanksgiving, don't you? You had motive.
Yeah, I mean, and if darn Thanksgiving, just move back just a couple weeks. I mean, seriously, earlier. When I say back, I mean earlier.
Right. Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Really, Terry?
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
It's bad. I don't need to have an extra week or two of Christmas.
Wow. Everybody hear this?
Really?
Scrooge. How much coal do you deliver?
You'll see later on.
I was just wondering if people do that through, you know, your delivery company or how that works.
Kev, do you get burnt out of the Christmas music? Is it the music that gets you? Because I feel like I can handle most anything about Christmas, but it's not just you. My mother is the same way.
I am being personally attacked.
My Jewish mother, who can't get enough of the Boys to Men Christmas album.
See?
I got to listen to like 18 times between now and the first of the year.
Good.
James, last week I was kind of by myself, you know, nobody at home, and there's nothing really on TV. Last week I watched The Home Alones.
Mm.
Plural? All of them?
The Santa Claus. The two.
Yeah, there's two, right? Yeah, I couldn't remember if there's two.
Oh, I was thinking there was like 18 of those.
Oh, no.
No, and then, you know, you got to watch the Santa Claus movies. And then
every year.
Die Hard. I mean, you had to watch Die Hard because you know Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
So did you get off the couch at all? Or
a little bit. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say last week. The week before.
Right. Sounds like a good man.
It sounds like a great day. Actually,
it sounds great, but but you're getting a little bit of early Christmas in too. There,
the sad thing about it though too is like when there's nothing really on. I mean, then you kind of do the Hallmark thing, you know, the Hallmark movies, the Christmas movies, because there's so many out there.
Your man card is like floating right away.
I think you solidified your man card by showing how manly you are that you can watch those movies honest about it.
All right.
As a guy, I'll say that's brave. It's brave to watch those, whether you tell anybody or not, because I don't know. I can't get into it. Like, bad acting gets me. Like, that'll throw me off of anything so quick. And there is There's just some of that in those movies sometimes.
I can have it on, like decorating. I'll watch one once in a while.
That's what those movies are for, though.
I like Elf.
You know, Elf is classic. Yeah, do you have a go-to movie this time of year? You sound like you had a couple of them that you got in already. Because I would say Elf is a good one. That's a good one.
Well, yeah, Elf is a good one. You know, obviously the Home Alones, the Tim Allen Santa Claus movies. I do watch Polar Express, you know. Mm.
I watch the exact same movie every year, repping gifts, and I've done it for ever. And I'm a Sandra Bullock fan. So the movie is While You Were Sleeping, and it's not that popular, but it takes place over the Christmas holiday. And right. I literally, for 20 years, I have put that on while I'm repping gifts. I'll get everything that I need and get it all situated, and then I turn that on.
Oh, I think that's great. That's awesome. That's cool.
You don't get everything that you need, you know, get all the gifts, because I, out of the last 20 years, I still haven't received one.
we will give her a chance to work on that. She's got some material. You've got some material to work with. You've got some things that he likes and everything.
Give you some gifts.
And we, you know, if anything else, he delivers coal. So we've got that. You can always go to that. Kev, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too, man. You too. We can talk to our listeners all day. Appreciate you, brother. Safe travels out there. Our phone lines got to keep open because we got to have Phil be able to call us for our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that. Until then, I wanted to touch on this one. An Idaho couple put their laundry skills to the test and broke a Guinness World Record by hanging up to 10 items of clothing in 51.8 seconds. David and Jennifer Rush took on the Guinness World Record title for the fastest time to hang up 10 items of clothing, and the record beat was by 57 seconds. So the previous record was 57 seconds.
Hey, why would someone do that? How would you even know that it's in there?
Terry, how long have you been married? I mean, come on. Like, you need to do things sometimes to just have some fun. Just have some
for
enjoyment
the
in your
love.
Life.
So you're I
more power.
You're like Googling. You pull out your laptop. Let's see what's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Hey, different people, different things. Maybe this was exciting for them.
I wonder if it had to be certain items of clothing. Because, okay, if you're hanging your crap outside, you know, obviously it's harder to hang, like, jeans because they're heavier. Like, what if it was just socks? Because those only require one clothespin.
I'm just gonna be thinking
the heck out of this.
I'm gonna be diving into this,
and I'm still gonna be like, this is dumb.
It is. But I'm also trying. I'm also trying to give them a little bit of credit. I mean, it's kind of cool. It's kind of, you know, they gotta get us record. That their kids are gonna find them lame still, though. The kids are still gonna be like, well, that ain't cool.
Though their kids don't want their stuff hung outside when it's 50 degrees.
we are looking forward to talking with our good friends over at Quality Post Printing. They join us every Wednesday right in this time slot with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, James, Terry. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, sun's shining. Life's good.
Yeah, nice. Cool. Nice one out there today. It's a beautiful one out today. If you got to go put laundry out today, might not be. No, it's good.
Hang your underwear outside when it's 40 degrees.
I don't do this very often. You can tell I don't know much about it. I know a lot more about printing thanks to Phil, though. Phil, what are some of the things you guys are working on over there today? I hear you're busy.
Yeah, you have the doorbell ringing. I should unplug before I got in here. I'm working on Assumption has a big tournament coming up, a Cranberry Classic next weekend.
Yeah.
Paul's always over there, so I can see him quite a bit. But we're printing the books for that today, and that's a huge job for us. So we thank our friends at Assumption for giving us that one. A lot of work for our local company Domtar going on today.
Cool.
Hey,
they have a new logo, so they're doing updates with their stuff.
I heard about that. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Free in there now. So that's a really, really cool logo. So yeah, we're doing some materials for them, changing over new business cards, which we do a lot of in this town, which is awesome. Whenever somebody changes the logo over here, we cheer.
Yeah. I'm going to come see you today. I need some copies of a big, well, it's actually a shooting target for sighting in there. So my family's trying to sight in their guns for hunting. Coming your way.
Yay, that's good to hear. Yeah, and we're also, I just completed getting all the sponsors for Season of Giving coloring book, and so we're going to be printing those early next week.
Awesome.
Cannot wait. We're very excited about that one, and as excited as we are, and we are for the community, nobody's more excited than the kids. Kids are very excited about this one.
creating on Tracy designs it every year and finds different things to put in. And so she does a great job. And again, Terry, we've raised over $4,000 getting
mixed. Very cool. Awesome. Thank you very much. That's really, really makes a big difference in the community for us.
Yeah, that impacts the community in ways that we try to put to words all the time, Terry and I, but we just couldn't. We couldn't even begin to tell you how much that helps our community.
You know,
I'm proud of that little small family-owned business. So I guess, you know, I'm proud of that number, that other local businesses team up with us and make that happen. So thanks to all of them. And next time, maybe next week, I'll have a big long list here that we can read them off, James, or something.
Oh, that'd be a great idea. I was just thinking the best gift I could give my friend Kevin, who called in before, would be if we sent those individually through speedy delivery to people. Just kidding, Phil. I'm just kidding. Oh. Postage is expensive. My wheels are turning on ways to give Kevin a gift.
I love the way your mind works, and I also am going to stay on your good side. I'm going to stay on your Phil, with these coloring books, while we appreciate the focus on the United Way, I do want to also put the focus on you and your team and the great work you guys put into this. A big shout out to all of you and all the hard work. You're getting to the point where you get to get the real fun part, get to see these out in the community and people enjoying them.
Yeah, everybody here takes ownership of this book, and I think everybody touches the whole staff here, and so in some way, and yeah, no, we are too. I'm excited that we're going to get those out there, and we're going to get them ready for the parade next week and hand them out to kids.
Super fun.
And crayons, and you know, it's kind of a different thing than candy, I guess, but a little bit more rewarding.
Yeah, Phil, talking about the parade next week, do you know that there is a ribbon cutting for the bridge lighting finally?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that was coming up.
Yeah, remember that came out of a leadership class. I mean, it wasn't mine, but, you know, it was talked about at that time. So that's really awesome. I've been seeing a bunch of econ trucks around getting that set up. So I'm very curious about how that's going to look.
Yeah, me too. And they're going to be able to switch colors depending on what season it is and all this kind of stuff. So it's going to be a really neat highlight, I think, to downtown.
Yeah, it's really cool. I need to get the United Way colors over to them.
Nice. If you guys are curious, Mayor Blazer will be on with us today during Midday Magazine. Be sure to be listening.
Mayor Zacher.
Mayor, did I say Blazer?
Yeah.
I did. I was trying to write something else.
He wouldn't be offended, but...
Well, I was thinking about, because I know that Shane was really excited about the bridge lighting.
And you're getting old. Let's just be real.
Oh, yeah. Getting way up there. Which is why I never remember any of Phil's words. Every week, he'd give me the same word, and I don't remember. I'm getting sold.
I have done that times. I don't know.
Phil, just start coming with the same word every time. See how many weeks it takes him.
What is our wicked awesome word of Wednesday, Phil?
This one takes a lot of practice because I kept wanting to pronounce it wrong. So I'm going to try to say it quick. Ephemeral. Ephemeral.
Ooh.
Ephemeral. Ephemeral. Mm. I want to say it differently. Like ephemeral. Oh, I'm going to make sure. Ephemeral, but hold on.
I think you got it right.
Ephemeral. See, I said it wrong anyway.
You should probably get Google Translate or something.
I wouldn't have blamed you. I wouldn't have blamed you. Just put the Google Translator to the phone. Just let it do it.
Ephemeral it is.
Ephemeral. Ephemeral. What does that one mean?
Ephemeral. This means lasting a short time. So like
kind of like the Christmas season with Thanksgiving so close.
But you are on a tear today. You are.
You pick on one thing and not letting go. Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's a good one, Phil. That's a fun one. And I appreciate you taking on the word. He could have changed it. He could have used
that's
the
a good
word.
Point.
That, yeah, I love that you took a word that you wore was a challenge, Phil. That we one of the reasons I constantly mess up words on the air is because I want people to be encouraged to say more, you know, speak and take on language and try different words and everything. Open up your lexicon.
I would have got some calls later today telling me how to pronounce this.
So. Oh, yeah, definitely. Welcome to my world. Yes. Phil, we appreciate you so much, man. I hope you and the gang have fun over there, can hear how busy you guys are getting. Let's keep them even busier, everybody. Buy local, support local, support those that support this community, and support this station.
See you in a little bit.
Yeah. Live life, you know, live for today, right? This is your moment in time, man.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That's what I was thinking of. Whitney used to sing in One Moment in Time when I looked up this word. I don't know why, but
I like it.
Play that later, I don't know, but
it works. It works. It's a good one. That one's a good one, Phil. Appreciate it. We're looking forward to next Wednesday and having another wicked awesome word. Have a great day, Phil.
Yeah, you guys too. Take care.
See ya.
Join our friends at Quality Post Printing today. They're over there on A Street South at 3515 right here in Wisconsin Rapids. 3515 A Street South right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Give them a call at 715-423-7440, 423-7440. And be sure to follow them on social media. Great follow. Great way to keep up to date on all the good things that they are doing over there. When Terry and I get back, we're going to talk, we got this poll here about the amount of Americans that are into doing good deeds, doing more good deeds. We're talking about that when we come back on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. An 80s vibe for this Wednesday. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. And a big thank you to our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids. It was fun hanging out with Phil for a little bit there. Want to thank our listeners as well. Kev calling in. That was good.
Thanks to, okay, I'll do it. Thanks to all of our delivery people out there, right? I mean, this is a crazy time of year. So whether it's, you know, a delivery company or the post office or whoever, I get that.
I will say this. Terry doesn't say anything she doesn't mean, but she is also being very smart right there and hedging her bets. You got to do that this time of year. You don't want to get on Santa's bad side. You're so close to the finish line. You don't want to mess up now and start getting coal. You were so close to getting, you know, everything you wanted.
I mean, I still might.
Yeah. Well, trust me. I know exactly what that's like. I just planned. I tried reverse psychology and just asking for coal, and I just get more coal.
And you get more.
Yeah. So
perfect.
That
a lot of good grilling at your house.
Yeah, did not work out. Yeah, that's the one thing. I mean, get to grill a lot. I do a lot of grilling. We have entered the season of giving, which is perfect opportunity to be generous and compensate for those three seasons of selfishness.
Wow.
I'm kidding. And I'm joking about the hedging your bets stuff and everything.
But not really.
A little bit. Well, for me, I'm not kidding. In a new poll, 43% of Americans say that they're actively doing more good deeds before the end of 2024 to make up for the rest of the year.
Repenting.
Yes. That includes stuff like volunteering or donating. This sentiment is more common among the younger generations. 59% of Gen Zers and millennials are planning on doing more good as we approach 2025, compared to 37% of Gen Xers and Boomers. But the younger generations are also report to have done more charity earlier in the year. 19% of them say that they give themselves an A for good deeds they've done so far this year, compared to just 10% of older folks. The average person plans to spend 8 hours a week on pursuits of good through now to the end of the year.
I think the older generations in general are maybe a little harder on themselves, right? Because you're self-declaring that you're out doing good things. So I see that difference there. And, you know, whoever is guilting them, good on you. Like, we'll take it, right? Yeah. I mean, nonprofits that are benefiting from volunteerism, we will take it.
Yes, yes. Whatever the reason you're doing it, we're certainly happy you are.
Yeah.
You're 100% right about that, Terry, as far as the older generation. Then add on to the fact of, like, if they did the survey in the Midwest. Because, I know this living in different parts of the country. I will admit I don't know as much about the East Coast, but living down south, living out west, it's different here. It is really tough to get a Midwesterner to say that they are doing something that they, you know, above and beyond or anything. Well, no, I'm just doing what I do.
Yeah,
you
know, absolutely.
And so if you ask them, hey, how much are you giving? How much are you doing? How many of them are answering that, you know, like you said, with a little bit of a bias to it? I think this is encouraging. I think this is a really cool thing. One of the things that this is stemming from is a lot of people, like, they did this survey before and after the election. And a lot of people are kind of looking at it as, you know, I'm a little tired of just always looking at this. I want to do something myself. I want to impact my world. I want to know what I can do to make things better. I don't want to sit back and wait for things to get better. I want to do something about it. Many millennials, many Gen Zers are taking this initiative of, hey, I want to make this world better. And our generation is just kind of like, well, join the party.
Yeah, man. We've been doing it.
We've been doing this, yeah. Because and this isn't me. This isn't an opinion. This is stats. I've got plenty of numbers that I don't want to bore the audience with. But this is something that we've been seeing, and it's been happening for a while. You see a lot of people from our generation in positions like yourself and everything that have been doing this for a while and have built up a career in whether it's a nonprofit or it's some type of company that gives and does good deeds.
But, you know, on the other side of that, though, I don't ever consider what I do for work as my volunteer time. Like, I've always been a volunteer at my kids' schools and, you know, sporting things and that kind of stuff.
I mean, because
it would be an easy way out, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is what I do for a living. I did like the general...
This is really bad.
I did like the general statement in there, though, that it's like, it's a little bit of a gut check of, I didn't really do anything in the first three quarters. I should probably crank it up. And you know what? That's fine. But I just think that that's a kind of a funny,
it is pretty
a funny little it is. Observation.
I love the idea of, you know, it's the week of Christmas. And it's not just the gifts that you've got to go run around and grab at the last second, but you're also trying to do good deeds at the last second.
And you know what? That's okay. Because there are certainly people that need to receive those good deeds.
Absolutely. I like the idea of there's just somebody standing by walkways just waiting for older people to come by so they could help them walk across, or you're just standing at the end of grocery
lines. I did five. Hey, I'm out.
I got five. You got a punch card. You know, how many good deeds? I got to get 10 good deeds in.
You're posting it on your social media.
Yes. That's
tacky.
Very tacky. Very tacky. There is also the guy like the George Costanza that can't just put the money in the tip jar, has to make sure that the person sees them putting the money in the tip jar.
And then watches you fold it. Yeah, and then, you go to make
sure everybody in the room hears you.
If you go to the bell ringers, right? Yeah. And, you know, because that's out and around now. Mm-hmm. If you go to that, you have to fold. If you're giving paper money, change will go through. But if you're giving paper money, you have to fold it to make it go into the bucket. But it is funny because it's like you want to, like, sometimes people do watch to make sure that person sees it.
I don't know if it was the last time I did that, but maybe it was a time before that. But I was in a hurry and I saw them, and I always usually have a dollar or whatever, you know, put aside so I can just do it and be quick. I think one of the bigger things I will always recommend when it comes to these, or you see our vets out or anybody else, whether you have money to give or not for the orange poppies or anything like that, make eye contact, say hi. That means almost as much.
Well, and thank them for doing it.
Yes, yes,
for sure.
So I try to do those things, but I being honest, I was in a hurry. I'm trying to do it, and I tried to get it in there, and I hadn't folded it. And so I'm sitting there for like a minute, and they're just laughing at me. Just, you want help?
Should we take the cover off for you, sir?
Right. No, I got this. It's fine. But get those good deeds in, everybody. Get those good deeds in. And really, one of the best, you could not ask for more resources to do good deeds in this community. We've got a lot of great nonprofits in our area, and we certainly got a great one right here with our United Way. They are in go season. It is campaign season for the United Way. This is where they are able to collect the funds to be able to do the good deeds that they do and be able to impact our community the way they do, in all the different ways that they do and all the different levels that they do. And this is a chance for us to have their back as they have ours all year long. Add to the United Way's campaign. Go to uwswac.org. Sign up today. And if you sign up between now and Friday, you still can
get it. 4 o'clock Friday is the cutoff for our sweepstakes. You could win $1,000.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty good. I mean, and I know how many people out there like lottery tickets. I mean, that's kind of a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
You know, you're buying right there. So, and you know you're going to feel better from it, too. You're going to be putting back into your community. Terry and I will be putting into the 9 o'clock hour. We'll be back with more show coming up right here.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And